from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Jimmy Kimmel is set to return to his late-night talk show tomorrow. He was suspended indefinitely last week by ABC and has been off the air since Wednesday. Disney said it made the decision to pull Kimmel off the air, quote, to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. The company went on to say it has spent the past several days, quote, having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, hence his return. Real ID driver's licenses are still a popular item at New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission agencies. To keep pace with demand, the MVC continues to utilize special programs created in the spring ahead of the May 7th deadline requiring flyers to present a real ID, a passport, or another approved form of ID to take a domestic flight.
So we have dedicated Real ID Tuesdays and Thursdays at license centers. We've got a Real ID emergency issuance program for those who have urgent travel needs within the next 2 weeks. And we've also launched more mobile unit events focused on Real ID issuance.
MVC spokesman William Connolly says the MVC currently has 20,000 non-renewal and 79,000 renewal appointments for Real ID available. News also brought to you by Raycatina Auto Group. Discover refined power in the 2025 Range Rover Sport, now at Land Rover Edison and Land Rover Marlboro Raycatina dealerships. For a limited time, get 2.9% APR financing for up to 72 months to qualified buyers. Schedule your test drive today. And this month, we are taking a closer look at a day in the life of film industry professionals in New Jersey. Eastern Effects founder Scott Levy says, as a New Jersey native, it was a true pleasure being able to have a homegrown crew at his facility for a recent Jimmy Fallon project.
The team that they assembled here locally in New Jersey, I would say was the friendliest, kindest, kind of easiest to work with production team that we had ever encountered in a film and television environment.
He says a massive LED wall is among, quote, movie magic tech in high demand at 10 Basin Studios in Kearney. Eastern Effects also rents film equipment through its headquarters in Bergen County's Woodridge. Next week, we'll hear about what it takes to be a film and TV extra in New Jersey. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And what's the weather looking like? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, remaining dry and comfortable through the night with lows in the lower 60s. It turns out cloudy tomorrow, which may lead to an afternoon shower, much to state in the low to mid 80s. And for the rest of the week, those shower chances increases with highs mainly in the mid and upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
It is 69 in Scotch Plains, 69 Belmar, 69 Mays Landing. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own, New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.